One government agency says, be careful how much fish you eat. Another government agency says, eat more fish. Don't you just love the government? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. In early 2004, the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency both recommended pregnant women or women planning to become pregnant should avoid fish with higher levels of mercury, such as swordfish or shark, and limit all other fish to a couple of meals a week. Well, now a proposed FDA recommendation indicates fish is too healthful to worry about mercury and suggests instead of avoiding fish altogether, pregnant women should actually eat fish more. Sonia Lunder is with the advocacy organization the Environmental Working Group. She says this new FDA proposed recommendation won't hold up to scrutiny.
And all the flaws in it will come to light. My concern is that the headlines that come out that, you know, there's a debate about the toxicity of fish create a lot of confusion.
The FDA's proposal comes after years of lobbying by the seafood industry. The EPA thinks this FDA change of opinion is outrageous. This is the Environment Report. The Philadelphia Inquirer published a series of reports on the Environmental Protection Agency, and they called it Smoke and Mirrors, the subversion of the EPA. The reporters got an interview with the EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson. That's something that doesn't happen very often. Johnson was the first career scientist at the EPA to rise to the top. One of the series reporters, John Schiffman, says at first some environmentalists were thrilled with Johnson's appointment. Schiffman says they didn't stay fans of Johnson for very long.
They didn't. And one of them told me that, Johnson called him and said, this is going to be great. I look forward to working with you as part of the environmental community. And this environmental leader told us that that was the last time they ever heard from Johnson. They found it impossible to get a meeting with him.
He was advised to go into the Environmental Protection Agency to learn the regulatory process so he could come back into industry. How did that ultimately affect his approach to administering the EPA?
Well, I think that Mr. Johnson's approach to regulation at EPA matched some of the views of the Bush White House. Now, they didn't match all of the views because in several cases, he made decisions that the White House opposed. And after discussions between the White House and Johnson, Mr. Johnson reversed his decisions and went with the views of the more anti-regulatory ideologues in the White House.
You know, a lot of people would say, well, look, he's at the service of the president. He should be doing what the president wants, not what some administrator, some bureaucrat wants.
Well, we spoke with the former administrators of the EPA, all of them, and what they told us is that the EPA's administrator's job is to act somewhat independently of the president. And they all gave us example after example. These were people who worked for the first President Bush, for President Nixon, for President Reagan. And they said that an EPA administrator has got to act on science and on the law. And there are several cases that require an independent decision on the environment by the EPA administrator. There are many environmental groups and environmentalists who would say this, but what really strikes you is when Republicans who supported or even worked for Republican administrations say this. It's pretty extraordinary.
John Schiffman, along with John Sullivan and Tom Averill, wrote a series of articles for the Philadelphia Inquirer about the EPA under Stephen Johnson. It was published in December. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can find more information and share your thoughts with us at environmentreport.org.